Alright, we need to clarify several points in Perek Chav Beis before we move on to Chav Gimel, and this may take us two shiurim to go through. I mean, here is the issue. If you look on page 54, in the midst of Perek Chav Beis, he launches here the concept of Tzimtzum, which of course he goes into much greater detail in Shar Yichud V'Emunah. But in order to help us with it here at the beginning, he talks about how the Sitra Achra is supported. B'derech Acharayim, the Rebbe Shalom like throws it over his shoulder, and he said, that's not Iker Ritzoyna, that's not Pnimius Ritzoyna, that's Acharayim. So if you go about 30% down here, maybe a little bit more, the line begins with Ki'im. Ki'im command the Shadi Basakasvai. It's like the Rebbeinu Shlaim threw it over his shoulder, Kaviyachol, L'Sainai to his enemy, Shalai B'Ritzainai, against his will. And here are the words that I want to focus on, and they're taken right out of Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei. Rak, why does Hashem do this? Why does he support the Sitra Achra? Rak Kedei Lahanish Es HaRishoyim. He does it to punish the wicked, v'litin schat toiv l'tzadikim, and to give good reward for the righteous, the ikafyon l'sitrach, who overcome the dark side. And this concept always tortured me. Why would the Rebbeinu Shlaim go through an entire process of creation in order to punish the wicked? You want to talk about v'litin schat toiv l'tzadikim? And the Mishnah says this. Why is the world created? Says the Mishnah, first Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, V'aloi b'maimer echad yochel yibaris. The world could have been created in one maimer. Ella, it's because k'dei liyiparam in harishoyim, to punish the wicked, v'litein schatoy l'tzadikim, to give reward. We understand the second half, to give reward. But why would the Rebbeinu Shlaim conceal himself and go through this process of tzimtzum in order to punish the wicked? So the first sheet I would like you to look at is the one from the Koznitz Magid called Avedas Yisroel. It's black letters right there. It says in big letters Perek Hamishi. So the Koznitz Magid was named, all kinds of wondrous stories about he was named for the Baal Shem HaKadosh. He was one of the Chavraya of the Rebbe Lemelech of Lezhensk. And he was a massive goyin in this. He was especially known for his goyiness. He wrote the Avedas Yisrael on Torah and Mayadim, and he wrote an extensive sefer, Pirish, on Pirkei Avos. Okay? So he addresses this issue, as we will see. We'll learn one paragraph of this inside, and then tonight is the yahrzeit of the Marav Shamash, so we're going to see how the Marav Shamash explains the same concept. No, it's also the first Bava Rav's yahrzeit. L'chayra, you got it? L'chayra ha'inyan t'mua. This matter is wondrous. Black letters, right there, Perek Hamishi, right there. Basar mamaros nivra ayin l'mother b'may rafi, right where he begins. L'chayra ha'inyan t'mua, the third or fourth line there. Hayitochein, how can it be, shiyabara ilam, that the Rebbeinu Shlaim would create a world, k'day li'para. The Rebbeinu Shlaim is going to create a world in order to punish. It just doesn't sit right. If the Mishnah is telling us that Hashem could have created the world with one statement, so how did it help that he did it with 10? Truth will pave its own way. The Tanya is coming to address the great question, how can it be that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should create his world and create many creations? How can it be that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to create the world from his goodwill and his desire to do good? And how can it be that despite that, there's going to be deniers of God and wicked people? And what's more, why would the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the Sitra Achra, the other side, and desires which are foreign. V'zeh omrei, this is what the Mishnah is coming to address. Meaning, v'alloi b'maymer echad yachol lihi bareis. Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shel created the world with achdus? What the Mishnah is asking is, we know that the rule is that the energy, the power, the evidence of the Creator is in the pudding. And according to the workings of the Creator, who is the simple one, is Yechuyev Bezeh Shegam Nivraim Emenu, then what should come out of that is that his creations should have that same unity, and therefore Yistaklu, his creations should gaze, V'yishtaykeku, and they should thirst, Tomid L'sharsham, they should always be yearning for their source, V'yavinu L'achrisa M'sham Nechtzavu, and they should yearn for their source from which they were hewn. What will the final result be? V'lavayt el ha'achdus ha'pashut. V'lavayt, as Zula say, to serve the simple unity, the simple oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing else. That's the question. The question is, how can it be that the world is able to deny, that the world is able to pursue other pursuits? Achateritzu, the answer is, without it, there would be no reward or punishment. The world would look like the world of the angels. The angels have no reward or punishment. Because they don't have the evil inclination. And the angels are constantly privy to the unity and the oneness of Hashem, and as a result, there's no challenge to be an angel. Excuse me. And an angels never get tired. Nobody's ever seen a tired angel. Because they have no options. Period. Is Glalkain, for this reason, also ubora Hashemiz barzeh ha'ilamatachdim. For this reason, the Rebbeinu Shlom created this lowly world. Ve'ayet Sahara and the evil inclination. Ve'asitra achra and the other side. Ve'koychei satum and all the powers of darkness. Kedei lahavchin be'yisrein ha'or min ha'choshech. Critical words. In order that we will be able to discern light from darkness. So the very interesting chiddush here. That the purpose of the other side is that we'll be mevinim, that we'll have the ability to distinguish good from dark, the light from the keches atoma. What does that mean? Dehainu, that is to say, harishoyim, asher b'machshach maseyim, through the darkness, through the sinister value of their actions. Ve'atzadikim, and in contrast to that, you have the tzadikim, heim hatznei alechesim Hashem Yisbarach, they are the ones who walk with humility before Hashem. V'zeh hayem chesed Hashem Yisbarach leisir tzen. And now with this we understand how this is from the abundant chesed of Hashem to whom? To those who want to do His desire. Kidei lahar b'ischaran, in order to increase their reward. Meaning, the geshmak of being rewarded is far more geshmak when one is able to compare it to people whose lives are total and complete darkness. Now, v'shina hachacham tevas lihipara. Therefore, he says, it's not in order. You're missing it? Okay. Just listen to the next two lines if you don't have it. Vishina chacham tevas lipara. It doesn't say lahanish. It doesn't say in order to punish the wicked. It says kedei lihipara. Says the Koshnitz Magid a gevaldig chiddush. Priya, when it comes to bris mila, means to reveal. Right? Loshen gilui means to reveal. K'may mal v'lay para, shemimaisa harishoyim, k'day lihipara min harishoyim, doesn't mean to pay back the wicked. It means to reveal through the wicked. Mizgala litin scha toiv l'tzadikim. That reveals the reward that are given to the tzaddik. And when you watch, sometimes it takes the contrast of watching somebody whose lives are totally pissed and ledig and worthless and meaningless, in order to gain some insight into seeing the truth of what it means to pursue the Rabbanu Shlem. Kedei lihipara, in order to reveal min harishoyim through the wicked. Okay, that's...
Does everybody have free choice to choose to do, or perhaps there has to be rishoyim in the world?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be anybody, any particular person.
But on the other hand, someone has to be.
Okay. There are people running for office for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, take the Marv Shamish next.
An extra copy here.
I think it's a mitzvah.
It's a good
so you can show it. So you can be the
cover. Parshas Lech Lecha. All right, so tonight is the yahrzeit of the Marv Shamash. This piece begins towards the end of the parsha of Lech Lecha, and the piece begins with Vayihi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'Teisha Shanim. Avram was 99 years old. V'yomer lo v'ani kel shaka hisalach lefonai. Pirush Rashi. I am the one, there's adequate godliness for every creation. The Fikach Hisalach Lefonai, therefore he instructs Avram to walk before me. Is V'yesh Lahovin Mazish Yesh Dai Belikusi L'Chalbirya. What does it mean? Simple meaning of Rashi, there's enough godliness for every creation. What does that mean? Who's distributing it? And what does it mean that there's enough? Okay. Says the Marv Shamash. Venerely, by the way, the author of the Marv Shamash was Rav Kleinemis Kalman Epstein. Again, was one of the main disciples of the Rebbe Lemelech of Lezhensk. In Galicia, Marv Shamash was called the Shulchan Aruch of Chassidus. It was the foundation. The Rebbeinu Shlom created many worlds in his desire, in order that his malchus will be revealed in the world, I'll call birya birya for each and every creation. The Iker Habriya, concept that's brought in all the Sifrei Machshava, that the purpose of creation was to bestow his goodness upon his creations. I v'hagam shebara midos u'madreges la'anish. How does that stem with the concept of onesh? How do you understand the institution called punishment? Gam zeh hoya kadesh yiru melefana. This too was created in order that we will fear Hashem. V'yafal pikein shitef by midos harachmim. Even in the realm of punishment, the Rebbeinu Shlom partnered it with mercy, in order to make it even less severe upon the wicked themselves. Ukvar Amarno. We have already explained. Pirush HaMishnah, going back to our Mishnah, the one that the Baal Tanya quotes here in chapter 22. The world was created with 10 statements. They could have been created with one statement. Says the Mishnah, it's to in order to pay the wicked and to give reward to the righteous. Is we need to understand, how do we understand the giving of a reward? What does one have to do with the other? The world is created with 10 statements in order to give reward. What's the relationship between the 10 statements and the giving of reward? What's the shaykhis? How would it be more so than had the world been created with one statement? Why do you get more reward for a world created with 10 statements than the reward we would get for a world created with one statement? Right? How is the reward dependent upon the number of statements? It seems like you get one piece of reward for each statement. That's how we learn the Mishnah, right? And therefore, if there's 10 statements, you get 10 pieces of reward. But you know that's overly simplistic. As Vigamana Einish Kosha Yosef, when it gets to punishment, it's even worse. How they enter the Shmoch Chop, it's been Misas and Shor Shoyim. Now Hashem is going to go create a world in order to punish the wicked. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't want to punish the wicked. Ve'nachas Ruch, the fun of Kavi Yochel Lanish Shum Birya. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't want to punish any creation. Afilim in Ahumais, even from among the nations. Kolshken Yisrael, for sure, the Jews. V'imkein Eich Neymar, how could we possibly say in order to increase the punishment upon the wicked, Hashem went out of his way to create a world with 10 statements. Here we go. Here's how you got to understand this. Dine etzem elikuso yizvarach shemoi. The essence of Hashem's godliness e efshel lahasig. Bishum Seichel Nivra. It is impossible for any creation to grasp godliness, afilu the Sichli Emelyonim, even to the highest creations of the world of Atzilus. Any creation cannot grasp God. Okay, for this reason, Ro Chachmosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's great wisdom saw Litzamtzem Elikusai, to constrict his godly emanation, bekama tzimtzumim, in many constrictions, kidei shiasigu hanivroim ma'at min ha-ma'at, in order that the creations will be able to grasp, as we say in Yiddish, etvos, the tiniest amount. Al yidei tzimtzumim behiris godol alikusi yizboch shmai, through Hashem filtering numerous times his presence, v'tzimtzemes atzmai be'asara minei levushim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu filtered his presence with 10 main categories of garments. Sheheim eses sviros. They are the 10 sviros in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed himself. Shel yodam. What's the purpose of a sviro? Shall yodam yecholim likabel me'at habehirus, because what the sphere does is it allows the tiniest little bit of godliness to seep through, lahasigah lekusi yisboch shemai, in order that a nivra, a creation, will be able to grasp some tiny level of godliness. Now, what's the process? V'esa sviris da'atzilus hislapshuas atzman v'esa sviris debriya. The 10 highest sviris of atzilus contain themselves in the 10 sviris of briya. V'esa debriya v'esa di'atzira, and the 10 of the world of briya contain themselves in those. So you're already up to 30. V'esa di'atzira v'esa da'asi, and then the 30 of those of yitzira of briya contain themselves in the 10 of yitzira. But the purpose of all them is that through these, all of these filterings, it is now possible for the human race to grasp some tiny level of Hashem's presence. And we work our way back upwards from the bottom up. So we have the ability to broaden. A person can elevate themselves from step to step, to open, to broaden his hasagas more and more. Ulahasir hatzimtzumim, this is very svasemistic, that a person has the ability to remove these forms of tzimtzum, v'amaskim, and these various masks, Be'adroga, step after step, ma'at, ma'at, little by little, achaniya yecholim likabel habehirus gadol, to the goal that a person should be able to receive tremendous clarity, as it says in Moshe Rabbeinu, lidabek atzmeinu be'ein soif baruch hu be'adroga, in order to cleave to the ein soif, to the infinite one, step after step. Vezehu ikir haschar, says the Mabash Amish, and this is the essence of reward. Reward is to be able, after all the hard work of going step after step, is to actually be able to receive that behirus. Shonu mekabel meis habayra. That is the reward. Avur shebor oisonu by the Magashmi. because the Rebbein Shleiman created us in this physical world, become alofim tzimtzumim umaskim. The Rebbein Shleiman created us with thousands upon thousands of restrictions and filters and masks. All of those things conceal godliness to the point where it's actually possible for human beings to deny God's existence. Ve'anachnu, and we, b'chol keicheinu, with all of our strength and effort, mishabrim ha'maskim v'atzimtzum, and we break them open, we crack the code, kidei lahasig alikusis v'oshamayu ledavik boy, towards the goal of grasping somewhat, some little light, some essence of godliness, and to be able to connect to him. Zeu aschar. When we finally attain that, that is the reward. The reward is the clarity. Is nimtza mashiyash yoseh tzimtzumim. So if you think about this, to the degree that there are more limitations, the more reward a person is going to get, the more codes a person breaks, the more filters a person removes, the more masks a person uncovers, the more reward they get. Because the person breaks open these traps, these tzimtzumim, v'choyfeis, v'choyker, and he searches and pierces lidresh of the kusis baruch shabbat to find godliness, ad shemeshaber kol hamaskim, till a person is able to break open all of the masks, v'yasig or the kusis baruch shabbat, to be able to actually to attain this infinite energy of a kadosh baruch. But b'im loyhoyer kol kach tzimtzumim, had the Rebbeinu Shel Olam not created so many forms of darkness, of filtering, there would be tremendous abundance of godly energy pouring into this world. It would be very easy for a person to attain godliness. It's right there, it's right in front of his nose. So there wouldn't be any reward for doing it. There's no challenge. You walk in, it's right there. If there's no challenge, then there's no reward because the person has accomplished nothing. He's uncovered nothing. It's going on you go on a treasure hunt and the treasure's right in front of you. You walk through the door and the treasure's in front of your nose. There's no hunt.
There infinitely many things to be
seen. Has to be done. Yep. Okay. For this reason, Shapir Omer HaTana. Now we understand the words of the Tana. Kedei litin schar toiv l'tzadik. Step number one is to give reward to the tzadikim. Shemekaymin es ha'olam, who sustain the world. Shenivra basar mamaras, that was created with 10 statements. Ritzayin alayim, that is to say, afilu kishenivra basar levushim. U levushim teich levushim. Even when the world is created with these ten main levushim, and there are levushim upon levushim, there's garments upon garments upon garments. Okay, now, like we just explained, the afal pikein, and nonetheless, despite the darkness that we all sense, despite the concealment that we all see, afal pikein, despite this, misamtzim b'avidosam, we put forth the effort. Dafka, when it's dark, when it's not kishmak, when we don't feel like doing it, we put forth the effort, lahasig the kusoi, to pursue godliness. Ayudeze, yeshchar harvil tzadikim. We understand why, therefore, there's tremendous reward for tzadikim. Sheina menicham atzvam liizgashim begashmi esaylamais. The tzadikim who don't allow themselves to become entrenched, to become crude in the physicality of the world, rather they insist on connecting to the spiritual essence of the world. Now listen to what he does with the wicked. And this perspective makes it less severe for the wicked. They have less punishment when they sin, because had the world been created with less than 10 of these concealments, There'd be far greater clarity of godliness in the world. There'd be much less physicality. And then, they'd be punished much worser because they're rebelling against something explicit.
It'd be harder to do, though.
Right. Mas is kolkach levushim. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom went and desired to make all of these concealments shiye gashmias harbe, to create a lot of gashmias. Kadesh neikal aleim einish, to make it less severe. Lihipara v'zeu lifroya min harishoyim ritzon aleim alahakel me'aleim, to make it more lenient for them. Because they'll have a very good excuse when they say, "What do you want from me? This is the world. Look, the world is a dark place." We didn't destroy a world where God was clear. We destroyed a world that was created with 10 massive forms of concealment. It's exceedingly difficult for them to separate themselves from the physicality. So, lifroya min harishoyim, the Mavishom has turned the whole thing on its head, and says it means to make it more lenient, that the concept of tzimtzum that Baltani is talking about here is to actually make it greater for the righteous, because they had to work so much harder, and to make it easier for the wicked, because ultimately they had no clarity. And therefore, the temptation was that great, and when they stumbled, it wasn't necessarily a person who was out to destroy a world where the Rebbeinu Shalom was clear. Now, to continue on this path, let's take a look at the Ma'aranayim. This Ma'aranayim is earth-shaking. This is a there's a whole bunch of them right there. Here's them right here. The other room, there's probably more. Alright, so here.
That's all?
Oh, he brought one. So give Daniel your copy there. In this two volume Maranayim, it's on page. Ayin Reish Beis, Parshas Pinchas. Okay, Parshas Pinchas, the piece starts, it's the first piece in Pinchas. Ulehavin. Right there, Ulehavin. Dav Ayin Reish Beis. They don't want to write Reish Ayin Beis. So go to where it says number one. In yours, it's, you'll see where it says the number one. I wrote it on the sheet. Okay? Let us attempt to understand this better. Let us introduce this with the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The world was created with 10 statements. What does the pasuk say? Allah says the Mishnah, it is in order to. It seems to mean to. No? There we go.
Payback
the Rishoyim. So, what does this mean? Lahavin said, so the Maranayim, Reb Nochum of Chernobyl, asks the obvious question. Shibriyas Ha'ilim Ha'ibasorim Amoris, the Rebbeinu would create the world with 10 statements. Bechdei Lahisiv Einish al Rishoyim to punish the wicked. Shema Abdin Ha'ilim Godel Kazeh. That they would destroy a great world should never be Yud Mamores. Should build the Movin. This cannot be. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom could have created the world with one statement, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't look for any fault. Is Yibarenu Mamores Lahagdil? I know the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to create it with 10 statements in order to make greater the punishment of the wicked. Kenersa. Guys, a drink? Ach, next paragraph.
who be'emes kavonas ha-mishnah. Now, he takes the concept and brings it down and makes it mamish, practical. This is tzimtzum. This should have been with a yellow cover, a yellow and black cover. Or tzimtzum for dummies. Okay?
Cliff notes, tzimtzum.
Everybody knows. Shayud Mamores Hin Esem Midos. Everybody knows that the 10 statements of creation are the equivalent of the 10 Midos Hanikroim Besvarim Sviris. It's called in the Zohar and in all the Svarim the Sviris. Shebe Esem Midos Elu Hoya Brias Ha'olam. These 10 Sviris created the world. Shabbay Baruch Hu Toiv. Again. Fundamentals. The Ribbono Shel Olam is good. Umiteva hatoiv lehetiv, and the nature of good is to do good. V'rotzo yizbarach v'dech shiakiru midoisav v'pulaisav. Mamish, the same words. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that his creations should recognize his midos. Shenikra racham v'chanon erach apayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is called the compassionate one, the forgiving one. None of those midas would be possible to recognize unless there's a world and there are creations. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalem wanted to create a world in which his greatness would be recognized. However, because the Rebbeinu Shalem is infinite, it would be impossible for any creation, certainly a human being, to grasp him at all. Because we are finite, and he is infinite, and he is an Ein Sof. For this reason, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam decreed that the world be created with these measurements. Shenikru midos, why are they called midos? We normally translate midos as character traits. Says the Maranayim, they're called midos from the language of measurements. Hashem Shemodad HaBayir Baruch Hu Atzmei Kav Yachli, Rebbeinu Shel Olam measured his presence. Bigdei Sheyuchlu Lahasik Tzas Yichuda Yizbarach, in order that we will be able to grasp a little bit of his unity. What can we grasp? We can grasp that there is a creator and a ruler. That he is infinite. Hamam tzikol nimtzayim, and he brings everything into existence. Measured his presence from one mida to the next, as the Mar Shamash said, from one levush to the next. It begins with the first mida, which is called ayin. Shuadayin enem musegas, which cannot be grasped. And therefore we call it ayin. Umada the satsma kaviyachom and mida the mida. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam measured himself from mida to mida bihishtalshalos through a chain effect, mi'ilo li'olul, in the form of cause and effect. V'ada mida asiris hanikra malchus. All the way down to the final mida called malchus. Malchus is the playground. It is in that 10th Mida, Yakiru Goydol Malchus. It's there where a human being can begin the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, Shenik, Shu Melech, HaKol Aretz, the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Melech, Ushu Bara HaKoyel Yashmiyayim, that he created everything from nothingness. Kamei Shiksiv, about the Mida of Malchus, Zeh Hashar Lashem, we say in Hallel tonight, tomorrow. This is the gate, Tzadikim Yevayva, through which the Tzadikim enter. Ki Amida Hazayis, because this final Mida of Malchus, Hushar Upesach Likones, it is the gate to enter. Mishreitz Alavid is Beirat, someone who wants to serve his Creator. Ulikabel Olav Al Malchus Yisbarach Shemayin, and to accept upon himself the yoke of Hashem's Malchus. Kenoida, as everybody knows, She'ein Mevoi Bishum Ponim Likones, it is impossible to enter Avedas Hashem
Kiim ha'idei ha'mid ha'zayis, unless a person enters through the gate of Malchus. Vehi hei achreina shel shem ha'miyuchad, Malchus is the final hei of the name of Yudke Vavke. Shuhei mitzvahs ha'peh, it also corresponds to the five tools of speech. Shuhadibur, shenikri gamke mepeh ha'odam, Shal Yada Yochel Adavik B'Bayis Baruch, it begins in the process of speech. Now, that's as Kabbalistic as he's going to get here. Now he goes into practice. V'chol Zeh Wa'idei Tovas HaBayis Baruch Al Bruah. All of this is the result of Hashem's kindness to His creation. B'chdei Sheyuchlo L'Hasig Malchus Evadnusa. Because without it, we cannot grasp Hashem's Malchus or his mastery. Therefore, Tzimtzim is Atzmai Kav Yochel Mimida L'Mida, the Rebbeinu Shleim limited his presence from one Mida to the next, Ad Mida Asiris, till this final Mida, Kenoida Zabisvarim, as is known, V'chol Echad Mi Yisrael, Mamish, straight out of Tanya, V'chol Echad Mi Yisrael, Shein Chedek Adikai, Mamish, Ka'omul El, every Jew, who is a chelik of the kai mimal, as explained earlier, nishtalshal, our neshamas went through this chain process, v'nikva b'toychon me'esa midas elu, and we, due to the fact that our neshamas are a chelik of the kai, we have in our neshamas these 10 midas, and the kusa yisbarach kenoida. So when we begin at the bottom, in Midas HaMalchus, we enter the gate. Is Yaakov Yasig Yoyser Goydel Alekusi Yisbarach Al Yidei Midas Al Yoynim. Just as the Mavi Shomer said, we can begin the process through Malchus and come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu better and better through the elevated Midas of the higher Midas in the process. And there's a corresponding level of maturity that goes on in self-knowledge, knowing one's neshama and its midas, and then it resonates back to the midas of the sviras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in the form of tzimtzum. What is he talking about? Ah, mipnei shamides al yoynes lo yoye be'efsher shiyisayru b'teich ha'odom. Due to the fact that these midas are so exalted, how do you bring them into a lowly human experience? Mipnei shamalovish b'levosh chomri v'gufni kazeh. After all, we're in physical bodies. We're living a very crass physical life. How could we possibly expect to ever feel a feeling of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a zaka, pure love, I lead him upon him, or to have awe of him, or shine me to any other midah? Because due to our nature, our physical nature, our bodies are never going to let us feel love of God. Our bodies won't let us experience awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein, for this reason, nistamtem kaviyochol midoisav yizbarach gam kem bidvarim gashmiim. The Rebbeinu Shleim allowed his presence to be degraded and lowered even into physical things. Shen ahavas hatanugim. For instance, the love of pleasure, mizeh ilam gashmi, of physical things in this world. Or, V'yiras chitzaynis, or fear and awe of things. Shen yiras ha'inish, for instance, the fear of punishment. V'yiras b'nei adam zemizeh, or the fear of human beings, of powerful human beings. Madrege acha madrege, the Rebbeinu Shleim allowed it to be nistamtzem, stage after stage. Ad shenispashtu hamides al yoynes mi'ila l'ol, until these holy, exalted, sublime character went through a chain process, adigin ledvarim shfelim oid, until they were lowered into literally lowly, cheap crass physical things. V'chol zeh. Why did Hashem allow this to take place? Ki al yedei ha-chomer she-mis'ava le-tanugim ha-gashmiyim. Because due to the fact that our bodies desire physical geshmak, yis'oyer b'midas ha-ava, it's going to arouse in us the trait of love. Shesham b'davar ahu, that's in there. U'kishyesh le-das ve-muna. If we will have integrated das and faith, kizel mimidas ahavel yoina, that the Rebbeinu Shlom placed into this physical thing the loftiest love, shabbay baruch hu madad v'tzimtzem es atzmai, the Rebbeinu Shlom measured and concealed himself im zeh midah, with this midah lezeh olam, into this physical ad oisei adavar mamish, into that physical item, that physical person, because he wants us to grab that midah that's presenting itself to us in this lowly, crass physical thing, and we believe this, and we know it to be true, as I take it, Yechra, the person will tremble. V'yecho is bezua ahave, he'll grab this love shenis oirabai that was just awakened in him. V'yaschil le'avis habayri yizbarach, and he will begin with it to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu ahave chazaka, tremendous love. U'bivadai, and if we can have the sense to do that, yitoysif by ahave yoysif yoysif b'tanik ruchni, the person will be blessed with massive amounts of spiritual love. Because he will be helped kishabolitar when he comes to utilize the world correctly. And it will be easier for him because the midah was aroused in the physical realm. He gets a tremendous head start. I tied it with this. We'll stop here today. You got to see what he does with this in next week's thing. That's oyem later. But I tied it. My grandfather remembered that the Zayde Ramatala used to go around before davening. He remembered Ramatala even though he was a little kid. He remembered Ramatala because Ramatala used to go around to each of the families of the kids and play with the children before davening B'Shachris in the morning.
Every day.
Until he got them to laugh, only then would he go davening.
It brought him to
Simcha.
Huh? It brought him to
Simcha. Ahava. Ramatala wanted to go daven Metech Ahava. There's no greater form of ahava than a grandchild. And when he was able to be ma'ir, the midas ahava, and the children, he took it then and ran with it and went to the bismedish, to daven. So here he not only talks about the tzimtzum, but he puts it into terms that we can understand. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam took this massive exalted love and put it into a physical being, into physical things, in order to give us a chance to experience this midah and to take it into
arousing it, even though that could be a little bit dangerous.
Right, he's going to talk about the danger next week.
So that you can then use
precisely
it and channel
Bidyuk.